WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. Hope your day is starting off well. So far, so good here. A little cold out there, but at least it's not raining like it was last night. It's 35 degrees right now, but no precipitation. We're going to have a sunny day. It's just not going to get too warm. But at least yesterday was rain and not snow, right? At least here. Other places did get snow. So today we will have, of course, it is Wet Nose Wednesday. So coming up around 8:30, just after the 8:30 news, we will have our weekly discussion with Melissa MJ Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy about this week's Wet Nose Wednesday article. And by the way, if you have any pet questions, you can call in during that segment. You can send in an app chat message. And we can pose them to Melissa. But the new article will be up on WBSM.com in just a couple minutes. Just got to post it over there. And it's about leash training as the weather gets colder. So, and not just for, you know, new dogs that are just being rescued and adopted or taken home, but also even for your dog that you've had for a while. Maybe you want to get that dog better on the leash and have them pull less. The article will be helpful with that. We will also have in the next hour, we'll feature today's holiday wish family. And I got an app chat message yesterday from Miss P, who said, how do we donate to a specific family? It looks like it's a general donation. Finding donations this year is complicated. Found it much easier in prior years. I agree. I just mentioned that to Victoria from the United Way yesterday. And apparently there's two different donation links. So I was linking to the donate page that was on the website. But apparently there's a different donation button for Holiday Wish. So I went into the stories and I swapped that out and put in the new link. So now that should bring you to the proper link. And when you first see it, you ask, what do you want to donate to? It just says Holiday Wish. So you think you're only donating to the entire program, but that's not the case. So when you click on that, it's going to ask you for your information. And then when you get to the next screen, it's going to give you a drop-down menu that's going to let you select which family. So there's just a couple of extra verification things to make sure that, you know, they're not getting hit with bots and so that you know you're going into a secure site to make your donation. And you can still donate to Monday's family. You can still donate to Tuesday's family. Those donation buttons, you know, it's going to list every family and you can choose whichever one each day. And honestly, I know some of you are like, hey, I got to get my own Christmas under, you know, taken care of first before I can worry about donating to someone else, and that's fine. You know, if even though this is Holiday Wish Week and we're trying to get together as much money as possible for these families, if you can't make a donation until you get paid, you know, on the 15th with your next paycheck, that's all right. The donation button will still work. You'll still be able to go in and select a particular family to donate to. These donations come in throughout the entire month. So again, we're trying to raise money as much as we can this week because, you know, it makes a nice relief for those families to know that their Christmas is taken care of. But the bills and all the things that they have that they're dealing with go beyond just Christmas too. So, you know, that's why the money that you donate is beneficial no matter when. And as I mentioned before, you're not donating directly to the family. You're donating to the United Way. And the United Way does not give those donations directly to the family. The United Way says, bring us your bills. You know, tell us who your landlord is and when your rent check is due. Like, they take care of that. So you know administratively the money that you're donating is going toward exactly what these families are asking for help with. You know, it might be a little bit more generic in some senses where it's like you want to make a donation to, you know, let's just say a family's, well, you know, exactly what happened yesterday. We heard about Grayson, the young man from the Hicks family yesterday who is obsessed with fire alarms and had been saving up money to buy a fire panel. What do they call it? A non-red addressable fire panel. And he'd been saving up, I think they're like $700, $800. And like, that's all he wanted. He wanted it to tinker with it because he loves figuring out how things work. And I'll tell you, I sent an email to firefighter Anthony over at the New Bedford Fire Department. And I said, is it possible that, you know somebody that might have one, maybe you recently replaced one, somebody recently replaced one and they have one that's not functioning that maybe he could mess around with to see if he could get it working. And before I could even get a response back from firefighter Anthony, Jeff Saint, the owner of, and I hope I get this right, the New Bedford Barber Company, he called up Fund 107 and said, yeah, I bought that for him. So he had a connection in the industry. And so he bought that fire panel for Grayson. So he will get that for Christmas. So, you know, like that, we can certainly take those kind of donations if you want. If there's something specific that you want to purchase, if you hear a family say they need something in particular and it's something you can offer them, then the best thing to do is to call the United Way number. Well, I'm sorry, the hotline number that will ring Victoria in the Fun 107 studio and you guys can work it out. Or you can call the United Way office, you know, after 10 a.m., 10, 11 a.m. She probably gets back to the office around 11. And you can work it out with her directly. But we will have today's family of Holiday Wish Week coming up in the next hour. And also yesterday we had a fun discussion with Chris Jericho, his band Quarantine coming to New Bedford on Thursday at the Vault. And that interview went viral yesterday. If you remember, I asked him if we're going to see him in a wrestling ring in 2026 as he was laying out all the different projects he has coming up next year. And, you know, I said, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, will we see you in a wrestling ring? Now, he could have taken the easy way out and said, or, you know, could have taken the cute way out and said, of course you'll see me in a wrestling ring at my Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager at Sea cruise that's happening in November. You know, he could have said that. He also could have said, well, you know, everything's on the table and just kind of brushed it off. But he addressed it. You know, he didn't say, I'm re-signing with AEW. I'm signing with WWE. Maybe he's even considering mixing it up again and going to TNA. But he didn't tip his hand. But he did say you will see him in a wrestling ring in 2026. And he said, I'm not done yet. And he was certainly sounding like I'm going to sign with one of the companies. His contract with AEW runs out at the end of this month. So just that statement apparently went viral. It was on all of the wrestling websites. Including Dave Meltzer's Wrestling Observer website. Wasn't written by Dave. It was written by one of his staff writers. But I just thought that was funny because once upon a time, I heard through a third party that Dave Meltzer didn't like my inside wrestling column in the Standard Times because I was ripping off his information without attributing him. And I didn't read Dave Meltzer's stuff. So I definitely wasn't ripping him off. The way I used to write the predictions of what I thought was going to happen in that column was based on my own assumptions. And then like online rumors that were, you know, on multiple sites and usually on WrestleZone, which was a site that employed me. In addition to writing the column in the Standard Times, I wrote a column for WrestleZone that was a little bit more fun. You know, some of it was a little bit more wrestling fan specific than a general newspaper column would be. So I used the information from their reporters. And I'd say, you know, as reported in WrestleZone, things like that. So, but most of it was just me speculating based off, you know, who is this mystery person? Well, we haven't seen this person. And word online is that they're coming back soon, like that kind of stuff. So I guess he didn't like that some of that information might have originated on a site. But yet yesterday they cited me. But they did say my name. So, but anyway. So who knew that that was going to become, just that one little statement would go viral, and it made it to Sports Illustrated. SI.com had an article about it, quoting this show. I think SI's article even put up the YouTube video of the discussion. So while I certainly was never going to be a professional athlete, and while I certainly never made it to Sports Illustrated during my time as a sports writer, I guess I finally got my name in Sports Illustrated. Just let me have this one. I know it's just let me have it. All right. I got to take a break here. When we come back, we will have the news with Mike Roberts. We can take your phone calls, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll be back in just a few.
Why, thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at YouGotThis.USAging.org.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show. 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
Costco with a lawsuit against President Trump, Hunter Biden facing a hearing, and a possible citizenship question on the census.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Costco is suing the Trump administration. Mitch McCann reports the warehouse chain is seeking refunds for tariffs it has paid on important items under the International Emergency Powers Act.
The complaint, which was filed in the U.S. Court of International Trade, argues that the president misused the law when implementing his sweeping tariffs and states that it's Congress, not the White House, that has the authority to implement tariffs.
Costco does not say in the filing how much it's looking to recover. Other companies have also filed legal challenges against the tariffs, including Revlon, Kawasaki, and Bumblebee. The Supreme Court is set to rule on the legality of the tariffs soon. Another Waymo incident is circulating around social media after a driverless cab was seen on video going through a police standoff in Los Angeles. The Waymo robo-taxi could be seen making a left turn onto a street where a white pickup truck was pulled over by several cruisers with flashing lights. Officers yelled for the vehicle to move, and according to a Waymo spokesperson, the vehicle eventually cleared the scene and passengers reached their destination safely. The company says safety is their highest priority, and they learn from unusual events like this one to improve their performance. Police in Pennsylvania are defending an arrest and search of Luigi Mangione. Yesterday, at a pretrial hearing in New York, Mangione's attorneys were trying to suppress key evidence in his case that was obtained during that arrest. Mangione is accused of murdering United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson last December outside of a Manhattan hotel. His attorneys have focused on the initial arrest in Pennsylvania, claiming officers conducted an illegal search where they found the alleged murder weapon and his journal writings. The hearings are expected to take up much of this week. Republicans are pressing forward with legislation that would add a citizenship question to the census. It's opposed by Democrats, like California's Congressman Robert Garcia, who called it unconstitutional.
This question will destroy the accuracy of the census and devastate numerous communities across the country.
The GOP says the citizenship question is needed to get an accurate count of those in the country illegally. They say changes would also ensure equal representation in Congress. Hunter Biden facing a hearing this month as the Connecticut bar seeks to suspend his law license.
Hunter Biden became a member of the Connecticut Bar in 1997 after his graduation from Yale Law School. Now, grievances have been filed with the state bar against the son of former President Joe Biden following his federal convictions on gun and tax charges. The younger Biden was pardoned by his father weeks before he was scheduled to be sentenced. The Connecticut Bar hearing is set for December 15th. I'm Rory O'Neill.
A store in Virginia in for a surprise after finding a raccoon passed out in the bathroom. Officers with the Hanover County Animal Protection and Shelter were called to the Ashland store and found a raccoon unconscious after it damaged merchandise on several shelves. The responding officer safely secured the, quote, very intoxicated raccoon and took it to an animal shelter to recover. After resting for several hours and showing no signs of injury, the raccoon was released into the wild. This holiday season could set spending records.
The National Retail Federation says a record $1 trillion is expected to be spent on holiday shopping, up from nearly $980 billion last year. Some people haven't even started looking for the perfect gift.
Maybe 2 weeks before Christmas, or next week.
I had to get everything done by December 10.
My family and I just give each other money, so that's, we don't really shop.
The holiday shopping season started earlier this year with a record $6.4 billion spent online on Thanksgiving, up by more than 5% from last year. I'm Natalie Migliori.
There was no grand prize winner on Monday night, so the estimated jackpot will now be at least $775 million the next time the numbers are drawn on Wednesday. I'm Mark Mayfield.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics beat the Knicks last night, 123-117. C's have the night off tonight. They'll be in Washington with the Wizards tomorrow night at 7. And it was the Red Wings over the Bruins 5-4 last night. The Bees will host the St. Louis Blues tomorrow night at 7.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Skies becoming mostly sunny today. Watch for some icy spots very early this morning. High temperatures this afternoon around 42. Partly cloudy tonight, dry late night lows down in the upper 20s. A mix of clouds and sunshine on Thursday. A quick passing snow shower with a high near 40. Turning sharply colder on Thursday night. In fact, for Friday, sunshine and frigid, or very cold, at least for this time of year. High temperature only 32. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemail on the WBSM app. If you haven't downloaded the WBSM app, go right ahead to your app store and download it for free. Or you can go to WBSM.com and click on the listen tab. A lot of you have also said too, well, how do I listen to WBSM on my Alexa device? It's easy. You just add the WBSM skill. You know how you go into your skills and you pick what you want your Alexa to do? You usually do that on your phone. And so you pick you find the WBSM skill, you enable that, and then you just have to say, hey, Alexa, play WBSM. And I just made a whole bunch of Alexas go off. But that's as simple as it is. Also, we're available on Google Home as well. So whatever you use to be kind of your home speaker system, you can get us on that as well. And what's funny is I have both of those devices in my office because I have to, you know, make sure that the skills work. So if somebody sends us a message and is like, hey, my Alexa isn't playing WBSM. Do you know what's going on? I test it out on mine. And I don't usually use them because I have a nice HD radio on my desk that has, you know, WBSM, AM and FM, Fun 107, all programmed into it so I can check it at any time. Somebody says, oh, we're off the air. I go and I click it. I'm like, no, we're not. I can hear it. And then at noontime, you know, during the Bill O'Reilly segment here on WBSM, if I'm sitting at my desk, I might switch over to Fun 107 and listen to the Back in the Day Cafe because I like those older songs. Although it's getting to the point where the Back in the Day Cafe is songs that I don't know, because even those are too recent for me. But anyway, every once in a while that Alexa will just go off on its own. It'll just say something. I'm like, no, no, Alexa, shut up. Because I don't know if it hears my voice, if it thinks I'm trying to talk to it. I mean, sometimes it just randomly goes off. I will play it when nobody else is around. Everybody else has gone home. I will play, like, Alexa, play All Sinners. And then turn the volume all the way up. But generally, other than that, I don't really use it. I forget that it's there. When I go to look something up, I know I could just say out loud, hey, Alexa, you know, what time zone is Timbuktu in? But instead of remembering that, I end up looking it up. I'm only reminded it's there when she starts talking to me out of nowhere. Ah, AI. I had a conversation the other day with ChatGPT about something where I had to correct ChatGPT on it. And I forget what it was. I suppose I could open the app and look it up. But I was like, yeah, you got that wrong, ChatGPT. Oh, it was about the Patriots, I think, during the Patriots game. No, right. That was it. I asked Alexa. No, not Alexa. I asked ChatGPT to analyze all of the current quarterback statistics in the NFL and make a determination as to who is the best quarterback based across all metrics. And it gave me like three or four different names. Drake May was in that. And it said, you know, I really can't determine between these four. And Drake May was one of them, but it said Drake May was a rookie. So I corrected Alexa and said, he's not a rookie. He's in his second year. And not Alexa, ChatGPT. And ChatGPT was like, thank you for that information. I'll keep that in mind going forward. But it won't. The next time I ask a question, it'll refer to Drake May as a rookie again. Technology. Anyway, 508-996-0500. The good old-fashioned phone. That still works. App chat and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. That's not AI. That's just you and me over the magic of the internet. And I believe tomorrow, if we can work it all out schedule-wise, it's always difficult when you're a doctor and you're needed for important things. But I believe tomorrow we may have Dr. Jack from the Ultimate Men's Clinic joining us, Dr. Jack Rocco. We'll talk about some things that men should be considering for their health heading into the Christmas holiday and the new year. So if we can't get him on tomorrow, we'll get him on soon. People have really responded to having him on once every month or so and discussing some of these issues. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking with Elizabeth Betancourt of the New Bedford Festival Theater about their upcoming production and what they have ahead for 2026. So that'll be a fun discussion for Fun Friday. But I mentioned Dr. Jack in the Ultimate Men's Clinic, and I know one of the things that you're probably thinking about heading into the new year, guys, is you want to lose some weight, right? I mean, even I am like, this weight loss journey that I've been on, I'm like, I gotta kick myself into high gear here. I've gotten complacent with this. And part of that is you need the motivation, of course, but you also need the right balance. And that's what the Ultimate Men's Clinic can help you with. They can help you with the right balance to start that journey. And that might be an imbalance of testosterone. They can help you out with, sure, they can do the injections like everybody else, but Dr. Jack also has a cream that you can just apply every night. You go to sleep and it works while you're sleeping. You wake up feeling like a new man. And they have other procedures as well that they can help you with and advice and programs that can make getting on that weight loss journey not only effective, but lasting as well. So to find out more, just go to theultimatemensclinic.com. theultimatemensclinic.com. You can find out all of the services that they offer and set up an appointment. But if you do have questions about your health, men, you know, those, especially some of those things that you don't feel comfortable asking your regular doctor, well, keep those questions ready, because when Dr. Jack comes in, we can take your phone calls. All right, I've got to take a break right now, but we can talk about something else. Don't call me with your health issues, because I can't help you with that. I mean, unless you just want to vent. 508-996-0500. We'll be back in a few moments.
Listen up, women. Heart disease kills a woman every 80 seconds, and we die of heart attacks at twice the rate of men because our symptoms are too often missed or dismissed, even by doctors. This isn't just a crisis. It's a catastrophe. Be a force for change. If you experience nausea, heartburn, extreme fatigue, shortness of breath, or pain in the chest, jaw, or neck, speak up and get your heart checked. Visit womensheartalliance.org.
You're listening to the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
Welcome back in, and keep in mind, it may be a little slippery out there this morning because we had so much rain, and now with it only being 36 degrees, it might be a little slippery, a little slick out there, but the sun is starting to poke out. I see the clouds moving away, so we're on our way to having a sunny day. And of course, with a sunny day, you might be thinking, okay, I've got a couple of weeks left to get the process rolling to go solar, or else I'm not going to get those tax credits. That's right. They're expiring at the end of the year. So if you want to find out if you can still get them, if you want to find out if your home is a good fit for solar panels, whether it be on the roof, on the garage, on the shed, somewhere on your property, or maybe even building you a nice carport that would have kept your car nice and dry during yesterday's rain, that would also be collecting solar energy for you, well, then you have to reach out to Isaacson Solar. They've got all the answers to all of your questions. And you can set up an appointment for them to come out to your home by going to isaacsonsolar.com. I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Don't wait for them to come and knock on your door. And the ones that come and knock on your door, that's not Isaacson Solar. They don't do that. They don't come to your home unless you ask them to. These other companies that knock on your door, they're just coming to town, selling a bunch of solar panels and moving on. But Isaacson Solar is your partner in solar. They're based in Fall River. They're not going anywhere. They will be here to answer all of your questions, both getting the information about going solar and then anything that might come up once you do. So isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. Make sure you set up your appointment today. All right. I've got another break here to get in before the end of the hour. Let's do that to make sure we get it in. I don't get in trouble. We'll be back in a bit. All right. Coming up next, we are going to introduce you to the Lynn family of New Bedford, including young Josiah, who is battling.